We welcome Ms. Natalie Cheng from Autel Robotics. Natalie, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Now, there are going to be people who are going to be groaning in our audience. We know our audience really well. They're going to say, another drone. But why should they not say that? Why should they not say that with Autel?
So one of my favorite things about our drone, one, you can't escape the color, the orange.
Oh, yeah. Well, let's make it a better target for our PTZ so that John can get, orange. We like bright orange.
Right. Especially when you're trying to find it.
Yes.
That's exactly what I was going to say. You know, sometimes people think, okay, well, it's just a stylistic, you know, you choose your color. But really, it's so visible in the sky against those clouds. Orange really pops.
Yes.
I love that. But another big piece about it that I think is really different is its modularity.
Ooh.
So you can pop this gimbal right off.
Okay.
This camera mount. And that really opens out the possibilities for this technology to different use cases, different applications. It pops right back on.
It gives you like a cargo bay, a way to strap modules
yeah.
on depending on the mission.
Absolutely. And not only that, but it really makes it good for future-proofing for consumers as well as service and repair. Autel Robotics, we care a lot about making sure the customer gets as good of an experience as possible. We have 7 days a week customer support based out of Seattle. And so these little details with the build of it is what we're thinking will really help customers both customize their product as well as be able to not have like a disaster on their hands. You don't have to solder to switch out this gimbal, for example.
Which is actually what we would do because
we
build our own, but you're right. I mean, we don't typically build modularity like this.
I was going to say that was the biggest point of when we do build our own drones is that we like to be able to upgrade or switch out parts or if we break something, you know, that sort of deal. But so I like this idea of it being modular. This is kind of treading the line between, you know, the building your own and buying one. And if, say you're perfectly happy with the drone, but you want to upgrade the camera or something
yep.
down
mm-hmm.
the line, that I would be so much happier
doing that. You
don't just
toss the drone.
Right. Or just feeling like you have to sell your old one because you need to get that new part for it's just that one thing. You know?
Yeah. Now, of course, I'm just looking at it, I already see some of the things. It looks like a 350-class drone. You probably got 2213 motors on this with, are these 8-inch props?
Mm-hmm.
What are the specs? So runtime, what am I looking at? What is it going to cost? Run me down so that our audience knows what they're dealing with.
All right. So you get a max 25-minute flight time with this. It costs $899, but that is the X-Star Premium model. There's two models.
Right.
The X-Star Premium is $899, and that actually comes with a hard carrying case, which I love. It is that kind of out-of-the-box experience with the built-in modularity. And it also has a 64-gigabyte memory card with this model.
Yeah, the camera resolution is a 1080p or 4K?
It is a 4K camera.
4K nice. Camera. Okay, nice.
So it does 4K 30, and then it has 12-megapixel stills. The other model in the X-Star series is called just the X-Star. This one's the premium. Mm-hmm. And that one is a Wi-Fi model, slightly shorter range than this one, no carrying case, and that's $699.
Nice. Now, one of the things that that modularity does allow you to do is to take something that you've already invested in. In this case, it's the 4K camera on a gimbal, and use it even when I'm not using the drone. Show me that.
So we are very excited to be showing for the very first time a prototype of our handheld gimbal. So this is, you know, the same 4K camera quality that we have. And using that competency that we had from building these drones and bringing it to your hands. You're empowering the user to have that capability, that professional camera capability, just with a stick. So this, we're really asking for customer collaboration here. We, as I said before, we try to remain as close to the customer as possible. We're showing this prototype with the intention of getting that feedback for people saying, okay, we'll show them what this does. So you have a few different camera modes, stabilizes your footage. You have a mode where you can just hold it down and it will absolutely stay totally still no matter what. You have a joystick on the back here for you know, one of the modes where you can turn it and pan it.
I think this is becoming a prerequisite for all major drone companies.
Mm-hmm.
And that is, once you've got a gimbal that works on a quadcopter,
yep.
it will work fantastically as a handheld unit. So you better design one.
Absolutely. And, you know, a lot of people in the drone industry and in the space are really videographers. But one of the things we're also looking at, like I said, with the modularity in the drone, is across all of our platforms, be it the drone, this handheld, or even our Kestrel, which is a fixed wing, vertical takeoff and landing, industrial UAS.
We wanted you to bring it over here to the, it was a little, it's actually big. It's really, really big.
Too big.
Hopefully we can throw some B-roll of it, because it is a fantastic craft.
Yeah. And even with that platform, we're looking at modularity. It's a the nose cone is, it's modular nose cone. You have a flexible payload. You can do so many different applications, and with that one on a larger scale. But again, the idea is that you can customize for all these different use cases, but it's still intuitive.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of going to be consistent across all of our products.
Do you have the remote for the drone over there too?
I do.
Looks pretty familiar.
This. So a few things I'd like to point out. I'm going to totally nerd out for a second. My favorite flying this drone specifically is the remote controller. It's so intuitive. We have this row of action buttons. It's one touch.
Put it right here in Jammer Beacon.
We go. So what we have here is, all you have to do is press a button to start the motors, press a button to take off and land, press a button to go home, or hover the aircraft. So I had a tester come up to me yesterday and tell me that it passed the 10-year-old test, where he handed it to a 10-year-old and said, no instruction manual. This is not recommended to try at home. But he handed it over, no instruction manual, and said, here, fly this thing. And just based on the instructions we have right on the remote controller and the buttons, he was able to fly. And the sticks are, you don't have to memorize the stick controls. Of course, those still traditional sticks also work as well.
Mm-hmm.
And beyond that, we also have this LCD screen, which I love on this, because it has all of your telemetry information, safety information that's so critical to have. Of course, you can mount your mobile device up here. You still can get that information up there. But to me, sometimes when I'm flying, maybe my phone will die, or someone will give me a phone call. Of course, you want to be in do not disturb mode, but every once in a while, you never know what happens.
Yeah.
And what this screen does is it allows you to make sure you have an eye on all that safety information no matter what. And if you wanted to, you can just kind of put all that information away and just do pure first person on that mobile device. So it's got that uninterrupted framing of your shot. So I love that.
I'm sold.
Yeah, we used to recommend to people that they buy a $50 like cheap drone on Amazon. I think like now you could just jump into it.
We're getting to that part where you can buy a more expensive drone and expect not to completely
destroy it like I did.
Yeah, we have experience with that. Natalie, I want to thank you very much for joining us. Thank you for sharing this, because it is always nice to see a new drone manufacturer with a fresh take, with who has been listening to customers, what features they actually want. If they wanted to find out more about Autel Robotics, more about the drones that you offer, more about the premium package, where can they go?
Please go to autelrobotics.com, AutelRobotics. We are also on social media, Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and YouTube, all with the handle Autel Robotics, no space.